2:23 here on a Friday afternoon. Time to head back over east to Montevideo to Heritage Hill. Heritage Day is going on over there, and here's Paul Rabo.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, a beautiful day for Heritage Days here in Montevideo. 3 days, or 2 days, 2 days of Heritage Days. And I'm next to the stage here, and we're going to talk with the new queen of Heritage Days here in a little bit. But first of all, we're going to visit with Becky Groovy. Becky's a former Heritage Hill queen and a graduate of La Caprile Valley, and it's our annual meeting here, Becky, right?
Yes, that is true.
Are you having fun at Heritage Days?
Oh, absolutely. Every year we have fun here.
How long have you been involved in Heritage Days?
My dad
Since you were born?
Yeah, pretty much. My dad became a member in 1997, so I've really grown up here. It's been a family tradition every year. My cousin comes down every year from Bemidji with her family, so it's like a little miniature family reunion. This is been a big deal in my family for my whole life.
That's right, and I interviewed your dad, Chip.
Yeah.
Ruby a little while ago, and with his Alice Chalmers, it's the highlight or.
Yep, it's the featured tractor.
Featured tractor. There we go. The featured tractor at Heritage Days, and now you're in charge of what?
The royalty. I am the new queen or royalty director for the club this year.
All right. That sounds like a big title. Tell us about it. What's all involved in that, Becky?
Well, I am now taking charge, I guess you could say, of our girls, our royalty. So every year we crown a new queen to represent parades and events that the communities put on. So I get to help coordinate that. Our 2021 queen, Isabel Norman, she was able to crown our 2022 queen, Lily Ashling. And, of course, Braylon, my little four-year-old, she's princess, but she doesn't really stick around for interviews or anything. She's kind of on the go all the time.
I got a picture with her with the tiara.
Yep.
It looks good.
Yeah, so our royalty, they help out around the showgrounds. You'll find them kind of all over. They help with the kid tractor pull. They'll be at the big tractor pull tomorrow night. Tonight we've got a band playing, so our royalty will be here putting on the moves. Right, girls? They're both dance lines. So.
They are?
Yeah, they're both dance lines, girls.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's all, well, you guys are Dawson, the Lock Carl Dawson community.
Yeah, we're going to talk to them in a little bit here. They have some duty shirt to promote Heritage Hill.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, they're also expected to, like I said, attend the events at other communities. So we go to the parades. Sometimes there are two parades in a day, so hustle up, load up the tractors, hit the road, on to the next town we go. But it's fun. It's good memories for them, and we're proud to have the girls represent Heritage Hill for sure.
All right, Becky, thank you. And
thank you.
Hey, every time I see you, I think of Heritage Days, but I also think of La Caprile girls basketball.
I know it.
Back in the day.
can you believe? I won't even say how many years ago that was.
Oh, let's say, what year did you graduate from La Caprile?
2011.
Yeah. You guys had a great basketball team.
Oh, gosh. I know. We talk about it all the time. Those memories. Like, those seasons were so intense. I remember when YME was undefeated.
Yep.
They were 10-0. We beat them on our home court, and I thought Giles was going to go, blow a gasket. I remember all of a sudden he ended up across the court.
That was fun. Fun memories.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks,
thanks,
Becky.
Paul.
All right. Let's talk to our Heritage Hill queens. The former queen, is it Lily? Isabel.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Isabel.
Hi.
And Isabel Norman and Lily Ashley, and I just learned that you're shadows.
Yep.
Wow, where am I? I covered the shadows. congratulations. You like being here at Heritage Hills?
Yeah.
During Heritage Days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lily, Isabel. Okay. You're the former now Heritage Hill queen. Tell us about what you did this past year.
Well, I got to go to all the parades that we went to around our community-ish. So we got to go to Dawson and to Granite and to Maynard and Benson, I think. We got to do a whole bunch. I got to be out here during Heritage Days last year, help out around the area.
Grounds, yeah.
Yep.
So you had the coordination at 1 o'clock here on the stage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you put the tiara on? Isabel? Lily.
Yeah.
She have name tags, Lily and Isabel. Okay. Is that how that worked? I wasn't here for the coordination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You both go to Dawson Lloyd High School. Isabel, I'll start with you.
So I go to Dawson Boyd, and...
What grade did you just finish?
I just finished eighth grade, and I'm going into ninth. I participate in dance and swimming, and I plan on maybe being in track this year.
Okay. All right. And Lily, how about you?
I go to Dawson Boyd High School. I'm also going into ninth grade. All I do is dance, but...
All right, so what's the duties here quick, Lily?
Well, usually during Heritage Hill Days, we just kind of walk around, talk to people, drive tractors.
Drive the tractors?
Yep. and then during the summer, we go to different communities and participate in the parades and just...
Have fun.
Yeah.
Right. You got your face painted. Where did you get your face painted at?
Building, yeah.
I'll have to go up there and do that. All right. Well, thanks for the time. I appreciate you going on the radio with me, and have fun during Heritage Days here today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, girls.
Yep.
That's Isabel Norman and Lily Ashling, Heritage Hill Queens, here during Heritage Days. And we'll take a break here, and we'll come back after the top of the hour. We have some more interviews live here from Heritage Days here in Montevideo.